Our reenactment of Jesus' triumphal procession into Jerusalem and our prayerful recollection of his suffering and death in that poignant reading of the Passion are rich enough to stand without the embellishment of a homily. Let me therefore simply make a brief comment to tease out some of the richness of these events. We call today Palm Sunday, but it is more correctly referred to as Passion Sunday, just as this whole week is called Passion Week. Throughout these days, especially on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, we will revisit some of the climactic moments of Jesus' life. However, we need to be clear. Despite the many dramatic representations of the way of the cross we might encounter, our aim is not to recreate the suffering and death of Jesus. We do not pretend for the space of these several days that Jesus has not already risen from the dead. Before this week even begins, we already know that Jesus, once dead, now risen, lives victoriously with the Father and the Spirit in heaven. Rather, our desire is simply to remember some of the signal events in Jesus' passion and death. You may have heard me remark in previous homilies that I much prefer the Spanish word for remember. In English, memory seems to be located somewhere up here in the head. I call to mind some person or some event. The Spanish word, recordar, on the other hand, situates memory squarely in the heart. Recordar. Here is the core, the corazón. In Spanish, memory involves not simply calling to mind some person, but rather holding that person in the deepest recesses of one's heart. That's what we do this week. We try to capture in our heart what Jesus thought and felt, as well as what was said to him and done to him in that traumatic final week of his life. But do not focus only on his suffering. After all, it is not suffering that saves the world, not even the selfless, heroic suffering of Jesus. Rather, what saves the world is God's passionate and unconditional love for us. The tender love of God that stooped to take on human flesh in Jesus. The love of God that did not shrink even from sacrificing his only precious Son. That's what we endeavor to remember this holy, solemn week. That's what we endeavor to hold in the bottom of our heart. Some of you might flinch at that thought, protesting that you are not worthy of such love. You think, I can't accept that. I've never done anything to merit such heroic love. And you would be correct. In fact, there is nothing that any of us ever could do to earn Jesus' love. Nevertheless, as St. Paul categorically declares, God's love has already been poured into our hearts. While we are still weak, Christ dies for the ungodly. While we are still sinners, Christ dies for us. What might help to overcome our hesitation in surrendering to God's great love would be some sort of response on our part that takes into account that oft-quoted remark found in the Brothers Karamazov, where Father Zosima observes, "Love in action is a harsh and dreadful thing compared with love in dreams." That's what God hopes for us this week, that our response to his love not be some stunted, scrawny offering of pious words or cheap devotions. God hopes that as we reverently gaze on Jesus, humbly washing the feet of his disciples, enduring peaceably that sham of a trial, making his way resolutely to the cross, and all of this for you and me, that Jesus's harsh and dreadful love might be matched by our efforts, however feeble, however costly, at forgiving the person who does not deserve our forgiveness, or stepping out of our comfort zone to speak up for the refugee and the migrant in our country, or simply acting more gently and compassionately toward the people we live with. Authentic love carries a cost, but love also makes that cost bearable. What will be the price of your love this week? How much will it cost you if yours is to be a love in action and not just a love in dreams? I now call forward the elect to be dismissed. Your task this week is very simple. It's to walk with us in the church as we revisit these moments in Jesus' life. And especially to ask Jesus to stretch your hearts, not only that you can be with him in these events, but that you might know in the very depth of your being how much God loves you and does this for you and wants you to be here as a faithful disciple, as part of his body, the church. This community now sends you forth, looking forward to that day when you will join us fully at the table of the Lord. Go in peace.
Go in peace, the peace of Christ.